KNCK. We welcome you to an all-new edition of KNCK's Talk of the Town. I'm Toby Nosker, and this week, an opportunity to catch up with Republic County Economic Development Director Jenny Russell, who joins us by phone. Jenny, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking time to come on and be a part of our program and a lot that we want to get into. But let's start with some recent exciting news. I know Central Valley Ag recently had, having the groundbreaking for their new grain shuttle facility and agronomy plant that they plan to locate in North Central Kansas. The groundbreaking ceremony itself took place earlier this month. Tell me a little bit about this project and how excited the folks are in Cortland to see this new plant coming.
For sure. It's been a overwhelmingly successful year this year here in Republic County. Not only have we seen the largest wind farm in the state going in on the eastern side of the county, who doesn't always get a lot of economic projects, so we're excited for them to have that. You know, great things have been going on in Belleville as well for 2023 and in the kind of in the middle of the county there. And now we've got this very large project here on the western side of the county with Central Valley Ag's new train loading facility for their grain. So I think it will be very comparable to what the Cortland hub, or excuse me, the Concordia hub is right now in terms of being able to get our ag producers grain products out to the coast and to better markets and then thus better prices. So there was a groundbreaking for the CVA train loading facility. It's going to be 1 mile west, northwest of Cortland. And there was about 50 people out there that day, a lot of different agricultural producers and leaders and different companies, as well as political figures out at the site that day. Really good to hear from all of them. And the excitement around this project is just huge. It will bring great opportunities to our farmers and ag producers. And it will also bring some new people to town, hopefully, and to the county, in addition to about 30 workers to the CBA workforce around this area. So it'll be a really good 2024, I think, is when they're planning to have a few things up and erected out there at that site. But they are starting some of that work right now before the ground freezes. So we are excited to see them and excited to partner with them and see where this project can go.
And I know they have an expected completion date of the summer of 2025. And so certainly over the next year, people are going to see a lot of activity out there. And of course, you know, there's so many variables anymore in this post-pandemic world that we live in. And, you know, inflation and the rising costs when it comes to construction. But I know CVA itself pretty excited to be able to move forward on this project. And again, hoping to have this completed by the summer of 2025.
Yes, and I have to give a shout-out to the Republic County Commissioners as well as the City Council people here in Cortland. The public hearings have been overwhelmingly positive, and the flexibility of those two entities really helps make that program possible, that project possible for CVA. So really proud of all the different entities working together to make something important like that happen.
Again, we're talking today with Jenny Russell. She is with Republic County Economic Development. Speaking of local businesses in Republic County, I know last month the Kansas Department of Commerce held their 2023 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards ceremony, where they were able to recognize, you know, businesses and their contributions to the state of Kansas. And two Republic County businesses were award winners that day. Grandpa's Best of Scandia and North 40 Architecture of Cortland. Tell me a little bit about this recognition for those two.
Small business development has been one of the biggest tools that we have been trying to develop over my, you know, time here in economic development, especially as we become a Network Kansas e-community and entrepreneurship community in the state. And so entrepreneurship is something we really focus on. And these two businesses are prime examples of great entrepreneurs that have found themselves thriving here in Republic County. So Grandpa's Best It does have affiliation with Best of 4 Hay, which is, has been a very long-term and great employer here in Republic County. But Grandpa's Best is their kind of their pet division with small hay bales for bedding and different things for gerbils and hamsters and those type of small animals. So they kind of deal in some different markets than the big hay company does. So really proud of them and the work that they do and their ability to get their product out all over the United States. The North Florida Architecture, she's a great example of a younger person taking a really high skill job in terms of schooling back to a rural area, which you don't see very often. So great to have North Florida Architecture honored as an under 30 entrepreneur and then Grandpa's Best Hay nominated and won as a regional winner in agribusiness. So excited to see great local businesses chosen for those statewide recognitions.
Of course, Harley Schuster with North 40 Architecture of Cortland. I know she's been able to work closely over the years with you all, with Republic County Economic Development, including one time serving as an intern with your organization. And it's been amazing to watch her kind of grow and blossom and the success that she's had over the years in Republic County.
Absolutely, and I think that goes to show you how those internship programs are working over the years. When the Dainty Hansen program for internships used to be around, she was one of those Dainty Hansen interns serving Republic County, and we were able to cultivate her and hire her after she was done with architecture school and use her as our architecture lead to target downtown buildings and upstairs upper floor housing as well as regular housing projects throughout the county and the region. So really excited to have her back. And if businesses are looking for opportunities to get interns into their businesses and do something similar to what we have done with North Florida Architecture and Harley Schuster, you can look at the Next Gen Roundup for Youth program that has internships available for businesses to apply for before December 31st.
And you've had a lot of success stories, not just Harley, right? But, I mean, people that have gone specifically through this Next Generation Roundup for Youth program, there's been a lot of success stories there in Republic County.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it gives students a true view of what working in a rural area is and how it's not lesser and that it's just different and how they can fit into existing businesses and really be a very valuable part of those businesses and those communities. So these internships are a great way to get paid and learn a little bit and actually see what you might be getting into before you graduate. So yes, lots of success stories about that. Lots of different people that have decided to join the business that maybe that they interned in or one that they had exposure to in their time here.
High school, college students, they're matched with local businesses, you know, for these internship possibilities. But what they're looking for right now is for businesses that may be interested and having interns. And again, that application deadline for businesses to apply is December 31st. And Jenny, I think we've talked about this in the past, but sometimes, especially, you know, our small business owners, they get so consumed with, you know, operating their business that there's probably things they've pushed to the side that, you know, these interns might be able to assist them with.
Exactly. Special projects, maybe things that you know had needed done for years and you just never get to, or marketing your own business. I know we're a marketing company, and marketing our business is the last thing that we do because we're helping all of our clients first. So different things like that, special inventory projects, special studies, anything that your business might need, that might be a great fit for an intern. Yes, so those business internship applications, if you're looking for an intern, are due by the end of the year, but then they'll be looking for students to apply for those in January, February, that time frame. So great opportunities for both businesses and students.
People can find out more about the internships by visiting next-generation.org. /internships. Let's go ahead and grab a break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation. Again, we're talking on the phone today with Jenny Russell with Republic County Economic Development. I'm Toby Nosker, and this is KNCK's Talk of the Town. KNCK. We welcome you back to more of KNCK's Talk of the Town. I'm Toby Nosker. Today we're talking on the phone with Jenny Russell with Republic County Economic Development. And again, I really do appreciate you taking time to come on and be a part of our program this week. You know, Jenny, I don't think we can have a conversation, though, if we're not talking housing in Republic County, right? I know this has been such a huge focal point for you all for a long time, including here in 2023. But we want to talk about, your countywide housing program and some support that you've recently received. So tell me about that.
Earlier in our conversation on this program, I talked about the big year that 2023 has been for Republic County in terms of new developments in wind and in the new CVA groundbreaking on the western side of the county and in the center of the county with many different projects. But what that really highlighted for us and what we've known for many years is that housing is really hard to come by and really strapping our employers and limiting who we can hire. So one of the most exciting things that happened this year was that the county commissioners used some of the windfall from the wind farm to put into a housing program, and they have now contributed $400,000 into that program, and almost all of those slots have already been used up. And what those do, it gives a $25,000 grant to those who build a house in Republic County that meet the certain criteria that we have set out and work with a local bank to get that application in. So all of our Republic County banks have those applications and can get people started in that process. Recently, the city of Belleville decided to also put in a little bit of money there. So if you build within the city of Belleville and you're in the next five houses that build there, the city of Belleville will also add another $10,000. So right now, for the next five houses, building in Belleville, it'll be $35,000 per house. So also, we got a Dane G. Hansen grant. We're very grateful to the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. They decided, because we had invested such a large amount of money from the Republic County Commissioners, that they would then give us another $200,000. So we now have a total of $600,000 that has been available in this program for 2023. And then the commissioners have committed $200,000 for the next 9 years. So we're hopeful that that money will help get our housing issue kind of off center and started in the right direction, moving up with structures that people can live in. That can mean housing, single family housing, or that can mean apartment complexes and duplexes. So we have had quite a few people taking advantage of that program, and we're really excited to see how that's going to affect our communities and our economy moving forward.
What's the application process look like?
So if you have a project in mind, a new home that you're going to build, or a complex or apartments that you're going to build, you need to get in touch with any Republic County banker at any Republic County bank. They will then get you started. Even if you have the money to completely finance the house yourself, you still get in touch with a banker, and they move you through the process, making sure that the home can be sold on the secondary market, that it meets the minimum square footage requirements, those type of things, and that you truly do have that money in place, or the bank can then decide how much they can cover toward getting that project complete for you. So the bankers are definitely the first place to start. There is some information about the program on republiccountykansas.com, which is the Republic County Economic Development website. And then you need to build within a certain time frame of receiving that grant. So there are some criteria in place, and you can get those on our website or contact any local banker in Republic County.
And as she said, that website is republiccountykansas.com, and you can find out a lot more about the Housing Incentive Grant Program there. Jenny, before I let you go, of course, we're heading into the holiday season now. And so I know you'd also encourage folks to, you know, consider their local businesses. You've got great retail communities that exist in many of the communities there in Republic County. So as people are, you know, making those holiday purchases, you know, to think small once again this holiday season.
Absolutely. The chambers in a lot of the towns and the community clubs, pride clubs type of things, and all the small communities, many of them are having organized efforts to help you shop at home and connect you with local businesses. So make sure to give them a look before you buy everything on the internet. I know that's really tempting, especially in the cold months, but it really makes a difference to your local community to give them a look and see what they have and get creative with your gift giving. So just make sure to give your local economy a boost and your local vendors and local businesses a look.
Jenny, I appreciate you taking time to come on and be a part of our program this week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Toby.
That's Jenny Russell with Republic County Economic Development, our guest this week on KNCK's Talk of the Town.